I got practice talking low. I feel like every time the playback, I be so loud yelling.
Like, we in the building yelling. And we recording, and the button is red. How's everybody doing?
We are here
back.
And
welcome,
ready.
Welcome. We are back in the building. Okay, hello, 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 hello. This is your boy Q, okay, host. I got Quasi to the right. Willette to the left. Liza to the far left. Britt over in the corner. Rodrigo in the back somewhere. Rodrigo's our Spanish
engineer.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Radio host.
¿Qué pasó?
Fuego.
I want to welcome y'all, man, to episode 95. And Merry Christmas. Oh, no, Happy Holidays.
Yeah, Happy Holidays.
Happy Holidays. Happy Holidays.
Kwanzaa. Whatever you celebrate.
Are we celebrating Kwanzaa this year?
Everything. Mm-hmm. We celebrate it all.
We celebrating Hanukkah.
Have a shot.
Nah, we don't celebrate Hanukkah around here.
We
man.
Celebrate everything. We celebrate. We respect all holidays.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays. Happy holidays, everybody. But yes, yes, yes. How's everybody doing?
Ooh, I'm tired, to be honest.
It's cold as hell out there.
Yeah,
it's freezing,
My fingers are numb.
My presence is a presence.
I get it. During the holidays, we want all the presents.
For real.
What?
Yeah. I'm feeling pretty tired. I had a long night last night. I had a long night last night, a lot of tequila.
I was about to say, Brittany, what happened this
night? No,
a lot of. That's why Q was texting all in the middle of the night talking about, let's pause. Yeah. He was wired.
Yeah, I was wired. I was wired. I was
wired.
Like, well, because like there's this one dude, he's a fan, shout out this nigga Jay. This nigga's a fan just from when I was streaming. I don't know where this. I don't know where this kid's from.
Shout out Jay.
Nah,
give me a. But I'm saying,
but he the one nigga that be in my DMs like, where's the pod? I'm fiending for the pod. He listens to us, so he's like,
thank you, Jay.
So
we appreciate you.
He was like, I'm fiending. Where the fuck is? When is the next episode? Like, niggas got me like a crackhead. So
also, we have Jay to thank for this today.
Yeah, and I was like, sitting there.
Wow,
I was taking some shots. I said,
Jay's
that
right.
Jay's
right.
Oh, wait, so you were drunk when you sent that
random
message?
I was.
Like you
because Jay was on
I was lit. But me and Liza had just talked on, Thursday? We had talked. So I was like, you know what? Let's just fucking do it. And then you guys were all ready.
I thought you was waiting for that chorus, though.
Oh. No. I got that, nigga.
Thank you, Jay.
Is that the chord?
Yeah, it was the power chord for this. We're good now.
Well,
yeah.
It took 2 months for that chord.
Yeah.
For that chord to go.
Shout out to, shout out to Jay, though. He inspired this episode.
Yes.
We love Jay. Buddy deserves a shout out. He's been holding us down for a while. But anyway, there's a lot to talk about, obviously. There's so many different things for us to talk about. I don't know where you guys want to start.
So what day is it today?
What do you mean?
What day is it today?
Oh, well, we don't want to give a time because
close to Christmas.
No, I say let's start from November to now. What do you remember?
What
day is it?
Should we take it back? Should we start with Drake and the lawsuit?
I was going to say.
That's way back, boring. Or is that way over now?
Yeah, that's we'll come back to that because eventually it's going to come back.
Okay.
Up.
That just happened.
Shall we do relationships? Shall we do
thing?
Business?
So kind of fresh, though.
Shall we do sports? Relationship, business, sports, music.
Travis Hunter,
regular people.
Oh yeah.
Travis Hunter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Relationship, sports, all
together. Tune in and lock in.
Yeah, regular people. You got it. You got it.
Okay, y'all. So, if you don't know, Travis Hunter he just won the Heisman.
Yeah.
He's a young black football player Colorado University or University of Colorado. I don't know which direction. Plays for Coach Dion. Mm-hmm. And he's obviously been in the news just because he's a star right now. Mm-hmm. But he's also been getting a lot of attention because his girlfriend or fiance, excuse me.
His partner.
Seems to be a mess.
Wait, can I just ask a little bit of history?
Yeah.
Now, this player I heard, now tell me if this is true, Q. Did he travel with Coach Dion from that past team
from Jackson State
to where he is
now,
right?
So he was a big deal because he was with the number one player in the nation at his position coming out of high school. He initially committed to Florida State, but then was like, nah, fuck that. I want to go with Dion.
Nice.
So then he followed Dion to the HBCU, which obviously that's like groundbreaking
because
players that high normally don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Coach left, he followed him to Colorado.
Love
so
it. Okay.
Of course, people hate Dion. People Now it's kind of going down to the kids. So they're always, it's just controversial now. Yeah,
so they have a close relationship.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Like so he's been in the news a lot of lately now, which I feel bad for him for the wrong reasons, because his girlfriend has been kind of causing a ruckus every time we see her. Willette, I know you saw some of the things out there.
Yo, the way I see people talking about this, I'm like, why are people going in so? No, like, I heard doctors that have podcasts talking about this. Yes. I'm like, people are really going in on Travis Hunter and his girlfriend. Like, so many people are talking about that situation.
Yeah.
It's
damn,
my nigga can't have a girl.
No, I think.
No, but I guess.
I feel like the rest of the world sees his potential,
yep,
and is trying to make it seem like his girlfriend is going to hold him back with the way she behaves.
So what I think the talk is that a lot of internet people and commenters are saying that she was like really disrespectful to him.
Yeah, multiple occasions. Yeah.
Right, so there were multiple incidents.
He getting his awards. Yep. She's sitting down.
Okay. Yeah,
he's sitting with. He's taking pictures with fans. She talking about Sam. I just gonna sit here.
Yeah. So
he
it
on
started,
the field. She got an attitude. He got to pet her.
That
while
was
he
that,
got,
yeah.
Like it's just really? Too. It's like you're not a baby. Sit the.
There
fuck
was the
down.
The first thing was that incident where he got off the field after having like a crazy game,
mm-hmm,
ill
he was
game,
pissed, yeah,
and she was heated about something. You know that look when somebody you trying to hug somebody, come on, baby, and she's like, she was heated about something.
She said that he was looking at the cheerleaders.
Well, that was a rumor, though. That was a rumor.
NFL.
So that what she thought?
I think the one I saw was
when Coach Dion was kind of like coaxing her to
stand
up.
Yeah, still coaxing her to stand up.
My thing with that, why I don't feel as badly, why I don't kill her for that one as much, is because that was the most recent incident, and that was already after she's already been getting killed online. So I feel like she was overthinking in that moment, almost being like, I don't want to do too much. I don't want to be in the spotlight. That's how I look at it.
She should have came in as his cheerleader and called it a day.
If she truly loved him, it wouldn't even matter like what everybody else is saying. She would just be on top of this nigga.
In this day and age, the internet, people live on the internet.
It wouldn't matter what the internet is saying. If you really love this nigga, like from the, like how you say you do, you would have just be honest,
nigga. It's easier said than done.
I feel like everybody shows love too, like in different ways.
Yeah.
And sometimes it makes some people uncomfortable sometimes too. But I also saw, I guess they were doing an interview or something where she was explaining how they met, how they became a couple.
Yeah, there was that.
And then initially she wasn't really into him. Mm-hmm. And he kind of like chased her around a bit until he got her. And so I think from that too, people are thinking like, oh, you kind of only got with him after you realized he was kind of like a big deal, or he was getting ready to become a big deal or something like that.
It doesn't look good, a lot of the different things. And I think a lot of it is
talking,
spiraling
just
now.
Just stop talking.
Yeah, because she then put out an 8-minute video where she put in reason.
I feel like
it was terrible.
I feel like people are not paying attention. I really think it's just a cultural difference, too. I know people want to turn it into like a race thing, right? But I just feel like like Willette said, we see the potential in him. We know the grind. We know the struggle. So we look at him a little differently than maybe she sees him. That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Yeah. True.
And sometimes when it's your man, you're like, girl, please, that's my man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So I feel like it could be that type of
situation. That's how she should be acting if she really loved a nigga. I don't think she's acting that way. She's over here doing an 8-minute video explaining shit.
Well, she was explaining it because she was like, I want to clear the air. But again, we don't need
to
see you. Just fall back. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? There's a big thing with me where I'm seeing the pattern of she wants to be in the spotlight as well. You know, he did his Adidas commercial.
Hell?
She's in the Adidas commercial.
Why is she in Adidas?
She's not even
married.
And well, they're engaged. So
okay.
She's playing the background.
But again, with what it is why I don't make the big deal about it as much as everybody else is because this isn't something new. We know niggas when they get their first, you know what I mean? People getting their first relationship, they get their first.
Is
you know,
that his
they,
first?
It's his first I baddie. Mean,
that nigga's ugly.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So
it's his first baddie.
I'm not even cute though. His girl,
he's not
to him though.
Cute.
He probably chased
her
for a long
time.
She
don't even look that cute to me.
They said that nigga can't.
What they say?
They said don't even repeat.
They said
if that nigga had
a baby with a white woman, that baby would still be 90% black.
Oh shit. That's fucked up.
That nigga's all nose.
No, I think
that's
we're
fucked up.
Oh my god. No, I think,
yo,
no,
I fuck with Travis, nigga.
I do too. And that's why. That's probably why he don't care, because
no, not even that. He's actually he's come up multiple. He keeps defending his girlfriend.
Yeah, he's smoking on it.
No, I feel like we're looking at a case of he loves her more than she actually really loves him.
Absolutely,
because she knows that she got that young man tied around her finger.
Of course.
So what else? Yes, I can put up an attitude whenever I feel like he's taking too long for a freaking picture.
I feel like it's true, though.
You know what I'm saying? And plus, she also stated that in the video, I guess he was homeless at one point and he lived with her. Like, you're looking at a case of she's getting her payback. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what we're looking at here. She may love him, but I don't think she's in love with him as he's in love with her.
He's definitely like, but like I said,
yeah, you can love someone, but you don't have to be in love with him.
If you look at their relationship too, like, she seems like, because now they're pulling up shit from everywhere. She was a bartender at a strip club.
Thank you.
They're
pulling up videos. Her OnlyFans.
She was in a rap video.
I feel like he already knew about those stuff.
SoundCloud nigga, yo. Like,
yeah, he knows.
And I honestly,
no, of course.
Thank you.
She's obviously just more experienced, and you could tell. So that's where it's like, she can take advantage of him a little bit. But the young brother is just going to have to learn on his own.
And go through it,
That's just how it is. Because I see that all the time. I know friends that went through this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They fell in love with the girl that took their virginity.
Boy. And she got him at the age where he's a lover.
Yeah.
And you're not going to change his mind 21? About her.
Thank you.
Yeah,
yeah, you're not going to change his mind about her. He loved that girl.
The more we keep shoving it at him, he's going to say, this is my show.
Yeah.
The more
he's gonna, it's only going to get worse.
He's
going
to have
mean?
To get hurt.
Gonna
have to, she's going to learn, get some money out of him.
She's going to have a baby and leave him and take half. And then he's going to be like, oh, damn.
And that's life.
No, I don't even. The thing is, everybody keeps saying that that could be the outcome. I wholeheartedly just feel like they're going to grow apart. He's not going to like that attitude longer.
At some point.
So he's almost in the NFL. I don't feel like she's going to have a baby.
At some point, he's going to be.
She seems like she has a game plan.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like she's going to move on to the next.
Is smart, too. The way he coaches his players.
Yeah.
He told them about how shit is going to be.
I mean,
and how
had
women
Brittany
are going
to
be.
To come in and talk.
Yeah, even
to
had, he had Tiana Trump come in and talk with the team type shit.
At some point, he's gonna grow up and he's gonna realize I'm the man.
Thank you.
And then
you're gonna have to respect
me.
Or the thousands of other women that want to respect me. I'll go look at that.
Thousands of women
that
want
to respect me. Come on, I want to respect you. Talking about, am I supposed to say, give me a snack? Give me my phone, and all I have to do is sit there, honey. Take the photos. Take the photos.
And you know what it was?
You want me in the photo too?
You think Dion would have to touch the? She would be jumping. Jumping out of her seat.
That's what I'm saying. I got the biggest sign in there saying, my man.
He just got the Heisman. You don't have to shoot.
And you know what? She had a reason for all this stuff. But even if, you know, her reason made sense, because to me it made sense a little bit.
It made sense.
But it's just the fact that she's sitting there with the attitude and the stank face. It's
like,
well, you don't got to look stank. Okay, you might have a good reason. The family was running around, so you was genuinely asking him, what do I do? But it seems like she's always given attitude, and because the way he reacts, he'd be like, yo,
and
yo,
also
like,
too, it might we be, probably may not know either, too. What if, like, his family somehow is, like, shutting her out, too? What if she really doesn't know what's going on, and we're catching her at the point where she's pissed? Mm-hmm.
But I mean, we're, like, his family situation seemed like a mess,
they
too, a little bit.
They could have literally been in the midst of, like, a bad night the night before, argument.
Yeah. She's like, we're just catching
her really
every time
she's pissed. I might really have a fucking attitude with this nigga right now, and
even that thing with the football thing, when he had the ill game, he walked off the field, she said that they had just been dealing with the security. They were arguing with the security, her and his family, because the security wasn't letting them on the field. Mm. So she was saying, I was explaining to him, trying to tell Travis, this fucking asshole security. So she was like fired up.
And it looks like that.
And it kind of looks like that.
Like, what happened? You just see her going off.
Yeah.
So it's like, you never know. I feel like we're just catching her when it's negative.
I feel like it too.
I feel like we're just catching her when
it's
negative.
The tough part, being in the spotlight. Now people.
Well, she better put on a smile sometimes.
Somewhere. No,
that's what it is, though.
As soon as
they
lights, camera, facts.
Yeah, I feel like the girlfriends, fiancés, wives at this point have to get used to it, because it's a different type of thing going on.
You're not a basketball wife.
You're in the spotlight.
They're getting millions now.
Yeah, before you never heard of the girlfriends or the wives.
Right.
That's how you didn't even know they had either one.
They stars
one.
Now.
Yeah, now. They're coming out. So.
And it kind of seems like that's what she wants to do. Like, she's lining up for it. Well, whatever.
She's
hopefully she
life.
Loves them.
Yeah. Hopefully, but she might be moving on to the next.
Damn. Anyway, speaking of relationships still.
We saw talking about
Pap and so I don't know if you guys saw with Papoose and Remy Ma.
Oh my gosh.
Ratchet.
And Clarissa Shields and Easy to Block Captain.
Remy don't want no smoke with Clarissa. So, yeah. Bro, you better leave her alone.
So I don't even think Remy fight. Remy don't care. She ain't fighting.
So apparently what happened was we just woke up and Remy was on the timeline.
Going nuts.
She saying that Pat fell asleep at her house. So she went through his phone and seen that he was talking to Clarissa Shields, who is a boxer, a very well-known boxer.
And doesn't it sound crazy that you said Pat fell asleep at her house? That sounds
right. That's weird.
No, but if that's your baby mom's, like, y'all be hanging out.
Her husband. Her husband.
She said, like, he don't have his own house. Like, shit.
He doesn't, I don't think.
What do you mean Pap don't got his own house? Pap
and girl, they share the house together. He doesn't have his own place. Why do you think he don't want to leave?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
They're sharing.
He's talking about she won't sign the documents.
That's what he was saying.
That's what he's saying.
I don't believe that, though.
So pretty much what happened was, so the backstory here is... Well, that the backstory and what makes this so crazy is because was it earlier this year or even last year with the Remy mom?
It was around this time last year.
Yeah, around this time. So Remy, the rumor had come out with Remy that she had been cheating with the Walmart version of Papoose, Easy to Block Captain.
The T-Move version.
It's, you know what? He's the T-Move version because Papoose is the Walmart version of Papoose. Right? So these niggas is just spawning dirty niggas. But yeah, so she was cheating on him with that. So that came out.
Allegedly.
It was very alleged, but it seemed real.
But now, looking back in hindsight, I don't think she was cheating. I think they had an agreement. They were just separated, right? Just both occupying
that same
space.
What do you mean? She just got out of jail not even that long ago. He just... I'm just saying, she got out of jail after being held down by this nigga. And now they're not together? What the fuck?
Okay, Quasi. That was a while ago.
We'll get to that. But
this is the whole point of the matter. This is what she's been saying. He's trying to paint her like she's the cheater, but she's just trying to also say, yes, I do my dirt, but Papoose was not faithful all them 8 years he was holding me down.
Okay, that's
I'm in
that
the pen.
Sense.
He can't have sex with me, so what is he going to do? You telling me Papoose was sitting out there with his ring on his finger
years.
For 8 years. Yes,
that's how he made it seem.
My wife's coming home.
I mean, but y'all
my wife's coming home.
What are you saying?
But as men, do y'all really think?
No, but you never heard Papoose.
You would hold me down for 8 years. And sit around with your wedding band like my wife is coming home. So
we never heard Papoose cheating. We heard Remy's cheating.
So that means he was good at cheating.
Because the person she was cheating with happened to be a very well-known battle rapper.
And
that's the whole point.
You don't think
Papoose was just willy-nilly a nigga from Walmart.
And a whole pillow talker.
Is this what Remy was saying?
If he wasn't a pillow talker, nobody would have found out.
Is this what Remy was saying? She said this?
Yes. No, he tried to paint her bad. Remember, the easy stuff happened already. It blew up and he ran with it after.
Remy didn't say anything.
It blew up when they saw her at the battle.
So y'all making Papoose the bad guy right
now?
No,
I'm not making him the bad guy, but I'm saying he's not innocent. He's not innocent. He's
not black love. The golden child.
Y'all bugging me.
At the end of the day, she sat there. She did the whole IV thing. She gave you the baby you were crying for all over loving hip hop.
He was begging for the baby.
At the end of the day, you can't say at that time
she was begging for the baby.
Cheating. Yeah. Yes, Papoose wanted the baby with her.
He was
all over loving hip hop. He was crying for the baby.
Remember, she had the miscarriage at first, and then
she got pregnant.
Well, she wasn't ready. She wasn't ready. She already had kids, right?
Yeah.
They both already had kids.
Yes. Plus something was wrong with her
uterus. And she was just getting back to it.
She fought and got through that. And then
she wanted to make money.
Yeah.
But I think Papoose, not to say that he didn't love her, he probably loved her and they probably loved each other.
I feel like they loved each other.
Yeah, but then they had an opportunity to do this whole black love thing. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's a lot of pressure to hold that up if you're in a regular relationship and things aren't going good. Yeah, but you can't be perfect all the time.
That's the whole point, yeah. And the moment you mess up, you're no longer the definition.
But you're saying that Pap cheated, Pap was unfaithful.
I think they both were doing their thing.
I think they both were unfaithful.
They both came to a point in the marriage where they said it's not working out.
She got caught first. She was in there for 8 years.
He was caught first.
What was she doing in there?
No, caught by her, but I'm saying to the public.
No,
he wasn't caught.
I feel like he cheated first.
She says she caught.
I know, but we never know who she cheated on.
Well, when she pulled up the phone with the girl Clarissa, she said, "You're not the only chick, sweetheart. You're not the only one."
Oh, but why she saying that?
I think Remy is a narcissist.
I don't know. She don't know all this.
I think Remy was holding it down. She probably wanted to say a whole lot of shit a long time ago that's been going on, but she probably just like, let me.
This has been going on for months. She's just now finally posting receipts. What are you guys not seeing?
No,
what I'm
saying? I think she's only posting because
Remy.
I know, she's, but Pat, but if you go to Remy's page, she doesn't even post her. She don't even post about her child. If you go on Pap's page, you see Pap, you see fucking Pap's child everywhere on that page.
That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. What that does that matter. Mean? She's the mom. She has the baby all the time. She don't even have to post. That we matters, know she's bro. With her kid.
You, how you show your love matters.
I know some people that don't even show their children's faces.
The internet mm-hmm. stuff you, is not even real. Is, yeah, you don't time, just
post
quasi.
Your kids online. Yeah.
All right, so why is she just talking? If the internet stuff ain't real, why is she just talking about this shit now?
Because maybe she didn't want people to know about it. Why do they have to share? We don't even really want to know about it now. It's just coming out. Yeah. But I think because she's at her wit's end and she's like, I'm tired of this motherfucker and I'm tired of this bitch too.
Thank you.
She's giving me real narcissistic
she's
vibes.
She's narcissistic.
She
I don't needs see to the narcissist.
She's giving me narcissistic. She's too old. She's trying to manipulate us right now. She's trying to manipulate the public.
I feel like
she's
trying to manipulate
and put everybody right now. She's making it seem like Pap wasn't a nigga to hold the whole shit down.
No, she's not doing that. She's not saying like he's not everything that you guys think he is.
Why not? Why isn't he?
There's
only evidence that Pap held her down. There's no evidence that he was being
that exactly. doesn't mean anything.
So what do you mean that don't mean anything?
That
means
that doesn't mean anything.
So
just
because
they
you
didn't
haven't
share
seen
it.
Clear-cut evidence, so that makes him the best man in the whole world.
Yeah, no, I don't.
I know, but he's the best man in the whole world.
So why can't we say she's the best woman in the world? Because
we've seen her. Because we've seen her.
But we see many people fuck up. So what?
Yeah, but we ain't seen Pap fuck up.
We ain't seen Pap fuck up.
He put hers out there first.
Pap didn't even say that. He said she was with him on Christmas and they posted the pictures. Right. But he said that after. All that whole time, Pap wasn't saying anything either.
My thing is like, so that's
never said nothing about it.
That's why I think that's the number one reason for her.
If it was so bad and all the stuff.
He don't need to
because
he knows he's in the right.
No,
I don't know.
Yeah,
the whole point of the matter
I agree.
Of, she was plastered everywhere. We saw the easy nigga. Now we're all coming at Rem. She's a cheater. She's a cheater. But why did I go to this man? Because
what
you're
do you
not
mean,
a,
why did you go
you're
to
not
man?
As faithful as me. So why are you sitting there letting the world
that's not
come
the reason
at me
why.
When you're the problem?
What
I'm the problem.
What is he supposed to do?
Because
she's fucking thirsty for some dick.
She's a cheater. But they had an agreement. Pap know damn well they both was not
okay,
feeling
wait,
each other.
So what?
They
what do we say? What do we suggest? Pap did in that situation? Come out and be like, "Nah, we gotta."
I don't know.
He could have been seeing other people too, baby. People weren't paying attention.
You know what this reminds me of? This brings me
I
right back.
No point in the matter is y'all see the first black man to y'all that don't cheat, and the moment his shorty do wrong, y'all ready.
There's no way.
Black men be ready to see a black woman cheat because they're cheaters.
This brings me right back.
This
brings me right back to the Will Smith and Jada situation where there may have been an agreement, but there's honor. There's honor in keeping it under wraps. Remy was being sloppy with this nigga. So, like, okay, Pat may have been cheating, or they might have had an agreement.
She wants to be sloppy. She popped out to the rap battle, and everybody started claiming that she was with this man.
She was. So something happened. She was.
And then Pap confirmed that. Thank you. The block captain bitch ass is the one who was running around saying all types of stuff. He would have kept
his fucking mouth
shut.
Nobody would have said anything. We didn't hear one thing about Pap.
Pop up to a rap battle.
You heard Pap knocked him out. We did hear about Pap.
When we sleeping with somebody.
We heard Pap knocked him out.
Niggas obviously knew that because that wasn't like we saw her and they were like, oh, like the rumors were circulating.
No,
it wasn't.
I think she's just saying like you going up to niggas, you're slapping them in the face over me, but you're not. But I'm this big ass cheater. Like, is she really that wrong? Why is he going to go slap niggas over a hoe he don't want no more?
I think the timing is very weird.
You fucking cheating.
You're fucking my baby. You're not
perfect.
I'm
going to
be
fucking
they're
tight.
Both cheaters. No, I think they're both cheaters.
I think Pap is slick. He's just trying to make it look like she's worse.
But Pap, you're not
my
a
thing is, they can both be cheaters, but there is honor in somebody, us knowing about one versus the other.
Why?
We can say
they're both cheaters.
No, but to the public, if they're celebrities to a degree, it's going to look worse for the person that gets caught to the public. That's just how it's going to go.
I hear what you're saying.
I don't know what type of nigga Pap is behind closed doors, so I don't blame Remy for
it. Plus, you also need to understand, if a woman is actually being public with her cheating, you have done something wrong.
Yeah, you have.
Yes.
Thank you.
You
walk around saying, oh my God,
no,
baby, you would never know.
Brittany, where you at?
Sloppy, but it's really.
Thank you.
Oh my God!
Remy, the reason why she was public because she didn't care anymore.
Remy is a narcissist.
All this time they've been pretending as a nice couple. Why all of a sudden she walking outside with other niggas? Because she doesn't care anymore.
And look how he look. Who would walk outside with him? He looks awful.
The fuck?
She like them niggas too much.
No, it was taking his cap off. You don't understand. We're falling into their little game too.
Yeah, she's manipulative.
I don't
she's
manipulative,
disrespectful.
Like
I never after seen being held down.
Can, I don't who, give a fuck
can
if you
Remy
hold me
freestyle
down.
Every letter of the alphabet?
She's over here.
Can she freestyle every letter of the alphabet? If she can't, then I don't want to.
It's the man. Remy's still trying to be a fucking a rap star when Pap is trying to be on just be a fucking family
a good
man.
Man. Black
a good man.
Remy's
still trying to be a rap
now.
Star.
Like, not
that's
here.
Why she's
no,
fucking.
No, because we all saw it on Love and Hip Hop. He's a good man. I'll never
Remy
knock him
down.
Remy
holds
Pap
down. Remy makes a lot of fucking money.
She better hold this nigga down. This nigga
you
was holding
the
her
relationship
down.
Was she over better. When she started flaunting how much money she made over him and that she was the breadwinner and
right.
this and that.
And that's
how we knew that.
The no, relationship you was too, over. As a man, your respect, you the woman starts to, you gotta understand who really is, what was going on in that house that would make her
thank
go public.
You, to make her
Remy's
turn
getting
and
getting
get,
delusional.
A man that
hit
me down, I'm going public.
That's what she wants you to think. That's what she wants you to think.
No.
She's smart.
So she's just that much of a bitch that the nicest guy in the world, she's just gonna do this to just because.
Do you see how many she
and the father of her child?
She has 10 million.
Why y'all even on her side? She tried to
because the thing is, the whole point of mine is, I'm not on his side. We're just going to hold all parties
I'm
accountable.
I'm just saying,
she's
I don't necessarily think he's so innocent.
She got caught.
That's fair.
They're both wrong, because to me, they're both mad. Well,
I was gonna say, where do we stand, Quasi? So, do you think Pap is a cheater? Yes or no?
No.
Oh my god!
All right, I mean,
Quasi believes he doesn't cheat.
I don't cheat either.
There you go, delusion. Delirious. Delirious.
Delulu,
where are you on this?
I believe they're both cheaters, but I stand with the side that I think there's honor in us only knowing about one. Like, that's just what's going to happen. Like, I feel like if Pap was cheating the whole 8 years, nobody knew about it besides probably his cousin
and
mama.
It's over at this point, so they can say now. We can know now.
Right. If
it's
Pap
over,
was cheating,
Remy waited
people,
till it was
we
over.
Would know, but yeah. People don't know he's cheating, so.
What y'all think about Clarissa Shields? She looked better than Remy?
No. Face card declining.
I'm just confused about both.
And that no chest having ass. Oh, hell no. From here
I feel like she should have just stayed quiet.
You won't
quiet.
Say it to her face.
I can and it run.
I'll be like, well, I don't want
to be ain't scared of nobody. I'm not pussy, but I will run after I'm done saying it.
I'll be
I
right
will
behind
take a hike after I say
wait,
it.
Well,
but I'm saying it.
Yeah.
I'm saying
I feel
it.
Like Clarissa should have just stayed out of this one. This is a married couple.
Can we get
mind
to her?
Your business. And
she
get,
just
stick with your box.
This
stuff,
is her
girl.
First. You can see she's riding nicely off of this. He finally took his time to post you.
Yeah, thank you, girl.
Like, get the fuck out of here.
Sit down now.
Nobody even knew about you until Remy
and
put
no,
it out
we
there.
Was loving like, you. We was loving
right.
you the whole boxing
bro, nobody
thing. But stay in your lane.
Nobody
even
what
know,
a man
that's the whole point.
Private,
she's a man. She's
private.
A non-motherfucking
factor.
Fact,
yeah,
I don't even know who the shit Clarissa lady is at all. I don't watch boxing.
And secretly, I heard that ain't even really his new boo. I heard his new boo is a whole different chick.
Thank
the
you.
Picture I saw, she
thank
looked like a
you.
Little
well,
one of those baddies.
So he can clap whoever cheeks he
no,
wants.
No, and he can, but stop worrying about Easy on the block and stop smacking
thank
him.
Why you gotta knock him out though? Why you gotta knock him out though? Why you gotta knock him out?
He got knocked
right.
out. It don't matter.
Why? Right. Yeah, but he don't care.
He's disrespectful.
Care.
He messed me. He messed with a married
easy
woman.
Care.
Easy
was disrespectful.
Easy
all the other chicks
easy
messed
with a married woman.
No, they wasn't.
He
easy was
playing.
No,
he messed
easy
with a separated
playing.
Woman.
No,
who's
she was married.
Married.
She's married.
I do agree.
Separated,
easy was doing way too
married.
Much.
He was doing a lot.
Too much.
That's
she
what it was.
He deserved to get knocked out.
No, he was doing a lot of talking.
Speaking of relationships, shall we talk about Cardi and Offset?
Oh, they wait, stay going. Them now?
They going back
like
and forth.
That's just a Cardi's about to drop some music, or Offset's about to drop some music soon.
When?
So. Yeah, for real.
He already just, dropped a single.
I know. That's
he,
what I'm saying.
That shit went nothing. Straight to the toilet bowl. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They stay tweeting back
actually,
and
speaking
forth.
Of music, there's a big Lil Baby. And Gunna.
Oh, speak about it.
Lil Baby's talking, actually,
oh,
now.
He's doing these interviews.
He's talking,
yeah.
Now.
And he is not dumb. He reads 75 books a year, or whatever he said.
Don't read
a
no
month.
That's what he said?
He said, like, in a month, clip. Though, Brittany, yeah.
This nigga said he reads
he's
75 books a year?
He's like, I know people think I'm dumb. Because academics are always talking about this nigga dumb, he's slow. And they asked him in an interview, like, how do you feel about
slow.
People? He's like, well, I don't want to be rude, but, you know, they call you dumb. So he's like, I don't want to say that. I'm he's 75, but which I kind of feel like I agree with him, because I feel like sometimes
I don't think he's slow.
I don't think he's slow either, but I think like maybe he comes off that way sometimes. But he does give me like a little bit of intelligence.
I was about to say, I feel like by the way that you talk, some people will think that you're not intelligent. Yeah. But I don't feel like speech has to go with intelligence all the time.
So
I'd always give niggas credit too that get to like a level of success that he's at. I always give them a little bit of credit that like they can't be that dumb. Right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's got to be something working.
Robert
but
Kelly
who's better though?
Right.
Yeah.
Gunna or Lil Baby? Come on.
Okay, so there you go.
Damn.
Before we even make
that again.
Before we make that decision though.
What happened?
What he said about Gunna, I wasn't feeling that. Don't talk about wanting like that. I didn't like
that. Don't fuck.
What did he say?
He's saying that he don't fuss. He's not doing music with him because he's a rap.
Yeah, no, they asked, but mind you, we're not doing that. We're not going to do that.
Because he's a rap, I guess.
He's not.
Okay,
he's
so we know where Ralph stands on that.
He's not.
Quasi, where do you stand on this side?
Should they do music?
I still rock with Gunna. And
Quasi went to the show and he said it was good.
Oh, yeah. I don't think he should hold that against him because, you know.
Do you think he's a rat?
I don't think he's a rat.
I don't think he's a rat. I feel like he got caught in something that was already happening. Like that whole corporation
had nothing to do with him.
That's what I'm saying. And I feel like he got dragged. I feel like maybe he didn't, but you never know. We're not there. These people were with each other for almost 2 years when we met Gunna. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I feel like he came because YSL started when? They got all evidence from 2016.
Yeah.
Or 2014
something
documents.
Like that, yeah.
He wasn't with them at that time.
No.
I feel like he came into a corporation
he really
that
was just
already
an artist.
About to fall. Yeah.
He was really just an artist.
That's what I'm saying. And I feel like they were expecting him to live by some code that he didn't even he didn't even sign up for. Like
that's what I was going to ask you. You think like at this point they should just really be focusing on the music and the business as opposed to like all this like I'm not working with this person because just for Thug to come out right and he has all these stipulations, all these things that you can't be with this person, you can't go here, you can't do that. Wouldn't you think they would just be more focused on just like, you know what, let's just, Gunna been making money. Yeah. He been holding it down. Baby, whatever his feelings are. But like, let's just throw that shit out the window. Let's all come together. Because they could be all really big right now if they came together.
And I really think it's the fans kind of keeping this going because Thug still really hasn't said anything.
Gunna but do you think that that's saying something?
He said a little bit.
The tweets?
He just said whatever Wham's say go, but like
but no. He said Gunna, I don't fuck with you.
That was fake.
Yeah, we don't know that was fake.
I want to hear out of his mouth.
Yeah, read that again. He said Gunna, I don't fuck with you.
I want to hear that out of his mouth.
No, yeah, that was.
But
the,
do you
that
think
was,
Young Thug's dad said he that Gunna's good?
But do you think him not saying anything is saying something? That's what I want to ask. Do you think by him not coming out and saying, no, I don't feel this
you're
way
letting
about
the
Gunna,
world tarnish your artist's
thank
reputation.
You. Yeah. Why is he not
well,
saying
well, because I think,
Gunna's
honestly, this
is
actually, yeah, I was going to say, I
Gunna's Gunna's the biggest,
this is
the
actually
biggest.
Great for Gunna right now because
really?
Anytime he does anything, he's hot as fish grease.
Do you think
and
he's
he keeps performing.
Baby?
He's bigger than
oh,
Baby.
Yeah, it's not even
really?
Close.
He's
not even
bigger
close.
Than Baby.
Baby's
do you think there's jealousy there?
I don't know. I don't know if there's jealousy. I don't think because they both got money. I don't think he's jealous of each other.
I think with them hood niggas, that really is like a code. And I think niggas are going to interpret it the way they want to interpret it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things where, okay, technically it's not ratting because it isn't. Mm-hmm. But, you know, hood, I feel like hood niggas ain't going off of technicalities. Niggas just be like, you was in front of the judge and you cowered out. Like, so niggas is like, they're not going to think about it clearly. So, and I think it's so touchy because... You know, you might sit there and go, okay, well, technically he didn't. But then there's, like, the 100 niggas in the hood where you got to still go back to that are like, that nigga ratted. That nigga ratted. Like, ignorant niggas, like, that nigga ratted. And then so it's like, that's why I think niggas ain't really talking about it much because it's like, we just letting you know what I mean. We just letting it sit, and Gunna's doing fine because he's still performing.
Opposite don't care.
So
I just feel, opposite don't give a damn. Mm-hmm. I feel like. I just maybe like when he was sitting there, he didn't have to say exactly that. I feel like that's what everybody's saying. He didn't have to exactly say that they were a gang. I feel like he should have just. It's a company that I signed up for, and I really just
but then that would go against you know they had a script he had to read.
Mm-hmm.
Then they would have started back over. They'd be like, you didn't go with the terms of the deal.
No.
Mm-hmm.
They
he
said
had to say
you
yes.
need to say this in order to walk away. You see what I'm saying? And he had to do what
and
he had
Gunna
to do.
Said it and Thug's out. So
to me, it was worth it for him.
I don't know how Thug's in. I mean. That was a good thing because YSL he kept YSL alive type of thing.
It has to be what you said. It's just like the ignorant. It just has to be the ignorant niggas is just stuck in their ways. That's it because it really doesn't make sense. And everybody's making money.
I mean, Baby's biggest songs was with Gunna. Gunna, I mean, Lil Baby's biggest songs are with Gunna. And
Baby's hanging on by a thread right now.
Baby's, if Baby didn't have Band for Band this year, that song with Central C, he would be real quiet this year.
That's true.
He would be real quiet.
That last album flopped. It started going up after.
He hasn't dropped. I was looking. He hasn't dropped since 2022.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Everything else has just been singles and not really been hitting the market.
Floppy disk.
So, and Gunna's dropped two albums since he came out.
Some heat.
And he's going crazy. So, Gunna drops. The thing about Gunna drops a whole album by himself.
Thank you.
By himself.
And it's fire.
Every album Baby drops, he has a bunch of features.
Gunna just gave us two albums with no.
Gunna just gave us two albums with no features, nigga.
Pure talent.
Some straight heat.
Yeah,
that nigga's nice.
You know he is. I feel like the world tried to cancel him. They did. Because when he got out, he's a rock. They were laughing at him.
I applaud him, though.
That's
what I'm saying.
He kept
strong,
going.
Yeah.
Like, bro, I don't give a damn. Y'all still going to listen to this.
Nigga came out in shape.
Yeah.
Making heat.
And went on tour.
In shape.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, Lil Baby's going to have to start working out. If he wanted to get
on tour. You seen him serving that nigga? That nigga was nuts.
Yes. I just feel like for Baby's comments, I just feel like he should just stay in his lane.
Right, he gonna end
that's
up like
only,
Drake.
That's the only thing. That's the only thing.
Like how? What, the best artist, most streamed artist in the country?
No,
the world,
gonna,
nigga?
He's gonna be like that.
I'm sure Baby wanna be like that.
Why does he bring up this man?
I'm sure Lil Baby wanna be like that, nigga.
I don't think he wanna be looked at like Drake.
Nigga, ain't nobody looking at Drake like nothing.
He's talking about Drake
in
2018. Not Drake now.
Are we gonna get into Drizzy right now?
2018.
Because you know for a fact that that's not how they looking at him.
That nigga's the greatest artist in the history of artistry.
He's not like
his
us.
His fans are. His fans.
I'm not biased.
Like,
I'm in the middle. I'm neutral.
You're neutral? Why are you neutral all of a sudden, Q?
Right.
Nah, I'm unbiased opinion.
So
Drake is the greatest artist.
So are you
artist.
Team Kenny? Or are you team Drizzy?
I'm team Drizzy. OVO. Ooh, what noise the owl make, nigga?
I think Lil Baby's team Drizzy, too.
He is, nigga. Because Drake fed all them Atlanta niggas, man.
Lil Baby is.
Everybody's team Drake except Kendrick and like these West Coast niggas. Who cares about mustard?
He didn't like how Kendrick
brought him into it. He didn't want to be in it.
Kendrick brought him into it.
Yeah, he didn't want
to be the fuck quiet, baby. You don't want
my name up.
Because it's true, nigga.
He brought a few people's names up, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, the thing is with that, people made good points. They were like, Kendrick wasn't
like,
really trying. It don't matter if you agree. Kendrick was making his point.
He made a point.
But
why?
I feel like
you
the Kendrick
happy,
and
good.
Drake thing should be over by now. We're not done with it already.
It's never going to be done, honestly.
Super Bowl about to come,
yeah, once
girl.
The Super Bowl, once the Super Bowl passes, maybe it'll die down, but I don't see that. This was
that
like
nice
this was the biggest deal. This was the biggest deal in a long time.
Drake did not handle it well. That's all I have.
No,
He didn't handle it well.
That nigga's ill, nigga. I can't wait, nigga. Next year
he should have took a hiatus. That's what he should have done.
I mean, should've seems like he's kind of doing that right now. He's just chilling.
What do you mean? He's still in the news, dropping lawsuits and shit.
Oh well, no, but that's not.
I meant a hiatus, like completely.
We don't see Beyonce,
yeah, or like how we didn't see Kendrick.
He should have been quiet.
Speaking of Jay Z,
well, we can talk. Well, we can talk about it. Well, because it was already settled, handled. So I mean, we could talk about it. Jay-Z was accused of R-wording a 13-year-old girl at the VMAs with P. Diddler
and another female. Another female was in the room, apparently.
And so a 13-year-old, I guess they came out and the lawyer they accused, whatever, this guy, his name's Andrew Busby or something. Mm-hmm. He's known for being like an ambulance chaser type lawyer, really kind of an extortionist type guy. And he came out with the lawsuit and, you know, it was real ugly. It was real salacious. And obviously, when you hear accusations like that, it makes you pause because it's like with everything going on, it's like now they coming for Jay and Jay next. You know what I mean? So
what were your thoughts when you first heard it before, like, it went further, like when it first
I'm at the point right now where it's like, damn, these niggas is all sick.
I never believed it. I'm like, 13-year-old, that's way too much.
No, I didn't put it past them. As someone who watched conspiracy theories,
right? You can't put it past
people. People have been predicting that this would be his year to be taken down. Mm-hmm. I kind of believe it.
I was a little, because Jay-Z's my favorite rapper. And so I was a little upset. I was a little upset to hear it. But I think I was like Willette. At this point, I don't put anything past any of these guys. No, and when I think about it, just like I said, I've seen young girls at that age who do look You know what I mean? Grown. A little what? Older, where men will take advantage.
I've never seen a 13-year-old look grown enough.
You need to look outside.
You need to look again. Yeah. To look some of them are wearing makeup. They're wearing wigs.
There you go, because you're not
they're
a weirdo.
They're wearing lashes. Yeah. Now, even to me, what? Nowadays, they look more.
Girls look good?
I'm delivering. I see middle schoolers with fresh nails.
They just
bust down edges.
Lashes.
Yes, lashes.
And the seventh grade is
starting. Crop tops.
Yes.
What the fuck?
Yes. Let me tell you. Yes,
but like you, so, like well, like you guys said, I wouldn't put, I can't put anything past anybody now, yeah. Especially those guys. So it was definitely like, wow, it was kind of devastating. It was like, damn,
it's
nigga, like that's yeah. fucked up. Like, really, like so.
He responded,
but then
so
Jay
quick.
Responded quickly with a statement that clearly
like, that
he wrote.
Wasn't me.
Yeah,
I feel like that was a bad move though on his part
because they never respond to anything. Why did you? Respond
I don't think
to that?
He should have responded. Sure. Maybe have his attorneys yes respond, but him from his whatever
even
account
have to,
or whatever.
You don't have to do anything publicly.
I don't think he
you
could have.
He, you know exactly. He if he
at his level,
if he
I
knows
really
him,
don't.
You ain't got to do anything publicly. You
I
could just.
I kind of like it. I kind of like it right now because of what's been going on the last few years with like all these niggas going down and then playing that, doing the typical, not say anything, let the lawyers handle it. And I think that hasn't been going well for these guys like Diddy and all these guys. I mean, it seems like they really have done the things that you know they were being accused of. But when I feel like if Jay-Z kind of just goes into that pattern of the typical don't say anything, it kind of help. It kind of allows people, the fans, to group him in. Mm-hmm. Whereas so, if he does something rash, it's like I don't think people are like, oh, he's responding, he must be guilty. I think it was more, it was powerful to me because it was like, oh, I like hearing these niggas, like, because we didn't hear from Diddy till he was somewhere looking like he was in Bali with Russell Simmons, so, like, oh guys, I'm really sorry, I looking all stressed out, and that shit looked nuts. And it was way after the fact, so I liked Jay being like, nah, fuck that, like this is crazy. A rape of a 13-year-old? Nah, that's not my swag. And look, it
so,
worked out. Jay especially with this lawyer, too. Like, this lawyer being known as, like,
Jay
a
I think
nigga.
That's only why he came
Jay
out.
Jay defended himself, but he,
oh, of course.
He ain't defending Puffy. And he been around this.
Oh, yeah.
So,
niggas are probably ain't friends. They
that's what
friends.
I'm saying. So, it's like,
okay,
that ain't my
problem.
Why aren't you,
that's the,
why
that's
aren't
the
you coming out and speaking on what Puffy did if you want to talk about shit? If you want to.
Well, he was talking about what he did. He didn't say Puff's name.
I know, but I'm saying, he's saying, but Puff was there with him.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
but Jay, well, Jay didn't address that part, though.
But my
though.
Thing is,
so why aren't you speaking on what Puff did? If you
at
know Puff
point,
did some
at
shit.
At any point, why wouldn't he have said anything about
and I'm
Puffy
sorry.
Shit?
I feel like
right.
that little theory
so
of them not
Puffy
being
slide,
friends.
But when you get accused, you know, you gotta, I got to address that shit
yeah,
quickly.
Yeah, it's you, nigga. What the fuck I got to care about the other nigga doing something?
Because it's somebody that people tie as very close to you. I can see what Kwasi's saying. He's saying,
if you seen that shit. If you seen that shit, why would you let that shit slide?
What does that have to do with this situation, though? I'm confused.
He's saying that Puff was there. Puff and Jay-Z were both in that room together.
Yeah, but Jay-Z is just talking about himself, nigga.
Yeah,
I wasn't there.
I didn't do it. I don't
yeah,
know
but he's not saying something. Puffy did it. He's just trying to say that didn't happen. I wasn't there. Like that. That's not a thing. Like I didn't do that. I get what you're saying, kind of now,
saying
but
that he should be saying we would never do that. Myself, nor Puff, blah blah blah.
Why what, man? Fuck that nigga, Puff. The fuck?
So, I think Jay knows some shit, and he don't want to. He just letting shit. He just being like, I'm making sure I'm secure with my money. And yeah.
Well, they
and
all
I
know. They
maybe
all
maybe
know
that's
shit.
Okay,
that's
true.
Maybe that's
you
why.
Maybe that's
why
he spoke
he's
so
like,
quick.
He's so quick to single himself out.
Oh yeah,
you
gotta separate yourself.
You just didn't do that. So what else is going on?
What happened?
Exactly.
So that means you're. Maybe you can be arrested just for being an accomplice. Yeah. So.
I feel like that's
and
reaching
maybe
a little
Q,
bit.
Maybe
it's
that's the
reaching.
Reason why Jay
yeah.
spoke
what
so quick
you know?
To separate himself from Diddy.
Yeah.
Really.
You have
and
to
not
separate
really
yourself.
About the attorney. I really think he was just like, let me get away from this nigga Puff mm-hmm. and anything that has to do with him.
It was a combination of the lawyer being the shady lawyer. That's already like, fuck this nigga. And then two, it's not being, you don't want to be, yeah, I don't want to be grouped in with Puff. That's the worst person to be grouped in with right now.
True. Mm-hmm.
People will just believe that off of that fact. Like, oh, he was a Puff? Of course. Yep, we knew it.
Yeah, but do you think...
But he knows shit.
Do you think...
Jay definitely
knows
a lot of
celebrities know
shit.
We just don't know what they know.
Do you think it's good for him to say that he's not friends?
Huh?
Do you think it's good for him to say he's not friends with Puff? Like, we wasn't friends like that. We
what
literally
you mean?
Just...
We know he was friends.
No, but I think that's
thank
just
you.
A...
That's
no,
why... We thank know. You. We're getting into
no,
that.
No, but that's not
that,
true because
that
now...
I don't really know if
I'm
they
glad,
were friends.
That's what I'm saying. I'm glad... I know you could talk to this, Liza, because you were... You know, you've seen a lot of things. I think people are realizing... The public is realizing now these niggas ain't friends
it's
just because we see them together.
Yeah, right.
It's just industry, nigga.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't really... Because to me, the type of person that Jay-Z is... That what he Jay-Z shows did an album us with R. Kelly. And the I get that.
And
I'm
still not
saying,
friends,
I'm not
nigga.
Saying
did you
I
hear
put
about the
past,
tour when they went on tour?
No, I'm
how
not
crazy
saying
that was.
I put it past him to
you
mess with
album with the nigga, you
girls
ain't
or whatever.
They was not friends. Look,
at
look
some
at that,
point,
the documentary.
In all of those rappers' eyes, I'm pretty
My
sure
nigga,
they could have been in all
have
those
multiple
situations.
Photos together. I'm not but hearing what, none of that. That was his friend. No, they're all from. That was his friend. That
was his
friend.
No, let me finish.
That was his homeboy.
I get that. But let me get this point out. I get that it appears right because of the pictures, all of
that
stuff. That's how the industry is. You go somewhere, 100%. You take a picture with this person, take a picture with that person, blah, blah, blah. We're posting it.
You'll be in the section.
You'll be in
the
section because of celebrity and the leverage you will get by taking pictures with certain people. Why do you think regular, everyday people want to get pictures with all these celebrities just to post them, right?
Yeah, I got you.
I don't think some of them are really as close as we perceive
That's
them to be
true.
Just off of a picture.
Right.
My
definitely
point
true.
Being that Jay-Z comes off as a completely different type of person than Puff. 100%. I'm just saying in terms of just even partying, hanging out, whatever. Jay-Z doesn't even look like the type of person that really is into all of that.
They say Jay barely drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you. So I don't really see him being like, oh, this is my boy. In terms of business, we doing videos, music, artists,
I'm grabbing
blah, blah, blah.
His waist. That's not
we
my
know,
friend.
We know
like,
how,
I'm my friend.
We know how Shady, we know how Jay gets down with business.
I get that. I get that. But some
well,
people
you don't
even.
They're the two top niggas in the music industry,
they're friends. At the end of the day, they're friends. I believe they're friends. I believe it's because y'all don't want to see Jay-Z in that light. We get it. But
no,
conspiracy of his ass as well.
I can see
We all talking.
Yeah. I'm saying they've been in the game so long.
No, I was saying you're saying it's a conspiracy. Yes, it can all be until proven guilty. It's all lies, right? But Puffy was a conspiracy up until now.
Right.
Nobody
yeah,
would. Yes, it was a conspiracy up until
it
now.
Wasn't, but
it
really
was
wasn't
rumors.
A conspiracy. It was rumors. That's
was,
different.
Well, there's
that's
a lot of rumors. There's rumors that Puffy killed Jay. I mean,
we thought all of these people were cool with Drake, and they really now look how quickly they turned on him and went with Kendrick. We think that these people, if some of them,
that's a great example. We thought Buster and Drake was boys.
Yes, we thought that some of these people have done stuff together, but it's all. I'm telling you, the
industry.
But it's also alleged. Set out there that Drake's low key an asshole and he'll shit you
and
he'll
and
fuck
Puff
you
could
over.
Be too.
But that's
what
we don't know that.
That's
so,
but that's what I'm saying. So why would people want to fuck with you after? Of course, if somebody's out there embarrassing you, nigga, I'm gonna stand there and laugh. What the hell?
But that's what I'm saying. That's why they might not really be friends like that. You see
what
I'm saying?
How do we know about Puff? Through rumors, conspiracies, and now it's proven.
No, but there's no. But we know Puff actually got into a fight with J. Cole. We know that's actually true.
And he smacked the shit out of Drake.
Yeah, no, I saw, yes, I heard that. Yes.
I think the industry thing, the industry game is always,
you think a lot of these motherfuckers really fuck with Kanye? I don't even think half of them like Kanye.
No, I'm not saying all of them are friends, but I feel like because of the way everything's put out there for Jay-Z and P. Diddy separately, people want he's so quick to say that's not my friend, and we would believe it. That's but there you go. But I wholeheartedly feel like no, there were times where they were called on the phone, or probably they took in a toast together. It's not to say
that'll make them friends.
I'm not saying that, but that doesn't have to be your best friend.
Like, am I calling them on Christmas saying Merry Christmas?
But
my kid's birthday, bring your kids
stuff together.
I know a lot of niggas that if I see, I'll give a toast to, and there's no real meaningful relationship.
Like, for them to be in the industry so long, both of them, they had to have grown close.
No,
just being around each other all the time.
No.
They literally,
we think they're around each other all the time. I don't think they're around each other
all
the time.
This is you guys assuming that Jay-Z.
No, I didn't say around all the time.
The thing is,
I don't think
we're
so.
Almost
Jay-Z
making
is a married
like,
man.
They're around
Puff
each other all the time. They go to
man.
Business.
Yeah, but that means nothing, bro.
I don't mean nothing. It don't mean nothing, but I'm just saying.
And I'm not
going to
lie, if I'm Beyonce, nigga, you're not hanging out with Puff.
If you see someone all the time, you're
going to
just start talking.
So I love how you said her.
About music.
How
we
old
both
was
have,
she?
Hold on, yeah, you guys.
So how
talking.
Old was Beyonce when she got with this man?
Oh,
no, I'm not talking about. I'm not talking about.
No, because she said if I was Beyonce, I ain't letting him hang out with Puffy. She don't have no power either. She was being groomed.
Allegedly.
So I'm not listening about Beyonce.
She could have been
at a basketball
she
game.
She
could have
been
out.
But
that
I'm just saying, as a wife,
I mean,
you're not gonna want your husband hanging out with a single man who does all that partying. Just common talk.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Not but to say that she can control him.
She got
him.
No say over nothing. He be looking at her
like
a girl.
We're also assuming, like, what if Jay, like, why does, what if Jay is just like, I don't like Puff, but
yeah.
They're the
yeah.
two, they've been at the top.
But he's just but good I'm at so, fronting.
But they're so, the business is so lucrative for them to be connected that, of course,
that's
we're going to do everything
we
together.
Just and, like Remy and Pat promoting the black love, we got to promote this black excellence. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I say that because if he doesn't like him, like to Kwasi's point about how you would grow close just being next to somebody for so long, if you don't like that person, you're just not going to grow close to him all of a sudden.
Yeah, yeah,
you're like,
yeah,
I see this
yeah,
nigga
yeah.
all the time, but that nigga's wild. He weird, do a little too much.
Okay.
He's weird, you know what I'm saying?
Work
like,
with
because
people.
Jay, Nas, they're more like, come. Puffy yeah. wanted to be in everybody's yeah. face.
Yeah. To be honest with you, I work with people where at work, if you saw me and a co-worker or other co-workers, you would think we were the best of friends. When I leave that building, I can switch to every single one of y'all. I don't talk
none
to
them.
None of them people. Yeah. And when I say none of them, they could text me and I'm not responding to work hours. And they want to hang out. I swear to you, Q. So I know that I could be that person. There's people I hang out with at work, but outside, I'm don't call me a friend.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So to me, I can understand where Jay is. And Jay seems like a type of person, like, I don't really need many friends. You know what I'm saying? He looks like he likes to use people. What can I get out of
that? So then what was the rumor about, like, because I saw that too. It was,
I
guess it was.
Jaguar.
Thank you,
Jaguar. Y'all
oh,
don't
Lord,
even know.
I don't want to hear about this dead lady.
Also,
Jaguar
was right
nuts.
About Diddy.
And also, it was like, I don't know where I saw it. It was something else, too. I guess it was allegations that Kim Porter, I guess, confided in someone uh-huh. about her book. And the person went and told their high-profile husband. And the husband went and told Puffy. And that's how he knew about her book, about her life story with Puffy.
That could
coming
be anybody.
Out. No,
yeah.
that's what I'm saying. That could be anybody. yeah. But I'm saying you see
that's
how they're all tied together.
No, of course.
That's
of course.
What I'm saying.
No,
that's what I'm saying. They're tying these people together.
Around
they
Puffy.
Are.
It makes
they
sense.
They
died of pneumonia.
Yeah,
that's what
I'm saying. They're tying these people together.
I don't know what's going on.
I
never heard.
I think we've all established that we think Puffy did it.
Yeah, I understand that may not be your friend, but if you're free enough to do business moves with people, like
money,
like...
He don't
like
need to
money,
do business
like,
move with Puffy. Like, he don't need to do business
no,
move with Puffy.
No, he
don't
need
to
do
business.
At some
point
he
did. Maybe now, but...
He got enough... There's enough players to
actually,
do business
no,
with
because
at some point. Person that's like that.
Actually, no, because from 2009 to 2014-15, Puffy was the richest rapper
I was
going to
say, at some
game.
Point it made
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, it
definitely.
Made sense.
Yes, definitely.
Even coming out with Bad Boy, you had to do business with Puffy.
You have to.
Like, they had to. And I understand that they probably make good
just
money together.
Billionaires, mm-hmm. Right?
Yep.
J&B
yeah.
just became
yeah.
billionaires.
Well, yep. Beyonce's not a billionaire. He is, right?
Yeah.
Supposedly.
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily consider a billionaire geez, worth a billion.
Right.
Worth, yeah.
Right. I think that's their assets, right?
Yeah. yeah. So, there's a lot involved a in that. Yeah. Right. Partnerships. Okay, like yeah.
So what ended up happening with the girl... this is what last week maybe
yeah,
the story came out and it was just Matt had mad holes in it
thank
and then
you.
The dad didn't even co-sign, he was lying, and I think the girl and she had admitted right that she was like the story was fuzzy.
No,
so
she just
say?
Said I know it sounds like it's hard to believe and there's some holes and inconspicuous.
Yeah,
but she said it was true.
Well, no, for
but she's
no,
still but saying that it still
she
happened.
Said it was, I thought
no,
she
never
was,
said that I lied.
Oh,
and this
shit.
Is, no, she was saying I know it sounds crazy, and I probably don't remember everything, but to my knowledge, this happened.
Oh my goodness!
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just that the public,
like, of course,
has
he was right.
deemed her a liar and all this
right.
stuff.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
she
yeah,
does
yeah.
have some mental issues going on.
They
she
said
is
she's autistic.
On the, yeah, she's on the autism
now everyone's
spectrum.
Autistic now.
So
right.
They,
right.
She sounded like it, though. But I'm just saying, so, but there, I've heard, because I've been doing research, and I've heard other attorneys talk about this, that there are laws that kind of protect people like that.
There's statute limitations
situations.
For that?
Not even that, but you can, there are laws that will allow people like that. You can't hold them to a certain standard because of their mental capacity. I don't know.
Oh,
I've just
shoot.
Been listening to a few people. So I feel like there are some little, could be some little loophole.
So they're not
somewhere.
Believing her? So
I don't
damn.
Know. But then the attorney
well, yeah,
came
she
out
said,
and said that. Go ahead.
She was saying, yeah, the she said there was inconsistencies. She said she made mistakes. She said her dad picked her up. The dad said, I don't recall picking you up.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, but
then,
that got
then,
paid off?
Then they said Jay-Z had an alibi. He wasn't even in New York at the time.
No, he was.
Or they said he wasn't.
They said
he
it
was
wasn't
somewhere
the
else.
Club, whatever. She
yeah,
said
he was
it.
Somewhere else.
Yeah.
He was somewhere else
he
at
was
the
at,
time.
What if it wasn't that?
He was
alleged.
At Club Lotus or something, and it was supposed
oh, shit.
To be somewhere else.
Yeah, they said he wasn't there where she said.
But there were
so.
Pictures, and my whole thing is, with the right attorney, I feel like they could dig a little deeper mm-hmm. in terms of her dad could have been on drugs at the time. There could have been, there could be so many factors involved.
Why you don't remember something.
Yeah. So, so to me, that's not like a major.
It don't
major
mean it didn't
thing.
Happen.
I just feel like that attorney, him coming out and saying.
Her dad pretty much said, nigga, I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Yeah,
nigga.
He's like, I don't remember. I think I would think I remember something like that. That's
right.
What
you would mm-hmm. think you would remember picking up your child from a traumatic situation like that.
You what would, but fuck, if she man. Lied to you and you had no clue what she was doing, I don't even know.
Yeah,
what
but
a mess, man.
Because
I
it
don't
want to
completely discredit this
there.
Person. Yeah, because apparently she to her she says something happened. Yeah.
I didn't even know people like you're 13 trying to go to fucking grown folk. Are you that obsessed? Like I don't even get that.
I know kids who do all types of stuff. I was 14 years old and jumped on a bus to go to Boston with my friends. And we were 11. The oldest one was 14. I was 11, okay? And we went. And we ain't know a damn soul. We was asking strangers, how did we get here? And we were 11. And now when we look back, we're like, somebody could literally just.
Yo, that's crazy. In this day and age.
In this day and age. But we was out there. I was a Lasky kid. 9 years old, I was going all types of places by myself.
That shit is
so
crazy.
I can see that happening.
I wasn't trying. I'm talking about trying to go to a fucking,
the
VMAs, party like that.
Like something crazy.
The VMAs like that. I never tried to go to the VMAs when I'm 13. Like, what the
you
fuck?
You didn't, but there's some people that will.
Some kids that are high.
Yeah,
ass.
They want to see those celebrities.
Or if,
and
you,
like,
if you live in New York or something.
Mm-hmm.
You,
and that's a common thing, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But before we got here, man, we got one more topic, man. We got to cover.
Let's do it.
Either we praising this dude or we shouting him out or whatever. But we saw the man who killed the United Healthcare,
the United
CEO,
Luigi
Luigi Mangione. So yeah, he shot the United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
Yeah, why he did that?
Because he mad, girl.
Yeah, he was mad. He's mad at the healthcare system.
Yes.
And he pulled up on him. It was a late night in Manhattan.
No, it was early morning. It was like 5, 6 in the morning.
Yeah. The dude looked like he was walking from somewhere.
He was headed to a meeting, I think, actually.
Oh, yeah, they had a big meeting that day, they said, yeah.
Wait, I didn't read much into this. Once I started, I didn't even know that.
Really? It's like the biggest story out right now.
Yeah, I didn't read a lot of it. Wait. So he had a problem with his health insurance, and he went and found the leader for it.
I mean, it's kind of unclear specifically.
I'm like, whoa.
But he had a whole issue with the whole United States healthcare system in general.
How they deny people.
Yeah.
Deny
claims, don't fully cover things, and then don't give a fuck when you die.
Insurance is so
martyr.
Yeah. So
sometimes.
So he pulled up on the nigga with the silencer. Shot him.
He planned this out. So he didn't necessarily just pull up. He planned this out.
Yeah, yeah. He went like he was following
him. And he escaped girl on a rental bike. Okay, through Central Park.
Yeah,
they didn't catch him in some town. What's the name of the town?
Altoona, Pennsylvania.
I don't believe he. I don't think it's him.
That's what I'm
wondering.
I mean,
the conspiracy is that it's not him, it was somebody else.
Why would you be in a McDonald's after doing some shit like that?
Some people
this is days after. It wasn't like right after. He was hungry.
My thing is,
and he was in a different state. He probably thought,
nah.
What it sounds like to me.
Some people are psychotic. After they do a murder, they just go and get something to eat.
My thing is, it sounds like to me from just reading all these.
I don't think it's him. Especially if you're going to plan out a murder, you got a whole. You know how to get a silencer? I don't think you're going to McDonald's.
No, he's super intelligent. He went to like a
but look
Ivy League school. He's no dummy.
My thing is, I think too with him specifically, just from reading the story, reading more about what he was going through, he wasn't all the way there mentally anymore. Like he was having kind of a crisis.
Yeah,
give me Kanye vibes.
So yeah, right. So it's like.
So smart.
So he's like normal, but he's smart and he can find ways to carry out a plan.
He might be on the spectrum himself.
But when it comes down to it, it's like. Yeah, because why are you just eating McDonald's? And, you know, it's kind of suspicious. Right. Why do you have all this shit on him?
But it could be a thing of two
he's
of
not
hiding
all the way
in
there.
Plain sight, maybe. He was
no,
thinking of
hell
hiding
no.
In plain
hiding
sight.
In plain sight. How did even someone, first of all, from that video or whatever, how does someone in the McDonald's think it's this guy?
Some people are glued to social media though.
The
they're
news,
like, you know?
Media.
I don't even get it. Like from me watching the video, and I like, I'm not gonna think it's like, oh, this is the guy in the that killed.
But
the
people
CEO.
Get found like that all
some
the time.
Some people might, yeah, that's
I don't
how people
know,
get
but
found.
How can, but from the video, how can you even tell it's Luigi? You, we
some
don't
even people are paying attention to that video, watching it.
Wait,
day
but can
and
you
night.
See
one little spark of the smile?
You can't see his face.
He pulled his thing down and he smiled at the girl, and that was his full face.
Yeah, that was.
Don't you
face.
See a nigga smile? And I bet you was a
he
female.
Was going to McDonald's.
Was it a female that caught him?
Yeah.
Oh, because I was going to say if it was a female
that caught
him, you know she was
I don't know if the worker was a female or not.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, he was caught. He was caught with everything, and he, you know. But to me, it looks like he was trying to get caught. He wasn't like trying to like.
Really?
Pull, right. I don't think it was trying to.
I don't
to,
think it was him.
I don't think it was trying to be one of these secret hits. I think it was like he just wanted. He just did this shit. He just was like he didn't give a fuck. He was like, I'm losing my mind. Fuck the United Healthcare system. I'm gonna make a stand. Fuck this nigga. I'm gonna go find this nigga and kill him.
And that's actually how that's how my residents behaved. Really? They're psychotic. Like schizophrenia is a real thing.
Yeah.
They would literally do wrong and go sit and watch TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I've had a resident where he was like supposed to go get like you know they're not supposed to have narcotics, but he went to go get it, but ran off on the plug. The plug came to the program. Okay, while this man flipping channels, I got gangsters at the door.
Oh no! like, where my money?
Like, act as if nothing happened. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mental health is really real.
Yeah, I know mental health is real,
but I feel like the real controversy.
I
feel like the real controversy about this is that the fact that a lot of people are supporting and standing with this man, that they literally just committed murder in broad daylight.
I don't have health insurance. And as of right now, I finally got it, and my doctor's talking about he doesn't take it.
Oh, now
I'm trying to find a new doctor to say 1 to 2 year wait. No, it's
Yeah, and it's so hard to find a primary care. Yeah,
I feel like mass health, I don't understand why it's so hard nowadays.
You can't get nobody on the phone.
Yeah, never.
Yeah, you can't get nobody on the phone.
Can't even get a primary care doctor. Do you know my man, like I said, had 2 heart surgeries and he needed a primary care doctor closer. They gave him one like in Framingham or something.
Because they're all maxed out to 2026. That's what I'm saying.
So we literally it took 2 years for him to find one close by.
Yeah.
It's sad.
No, one that just graduated. I don't even care if he ain't
But
been
half
nowhere.
Of those, once they get in, quasi, they're taking the clients or patients of the person who just retired. I was transferred to my doctor now, the one that wanted to give me drugs. He came from my actual doctor that I had for years since I was a kid who retired. So now he came in and he's new and he already got a whole host of patients and now he's booked. So he can't even take on anymore.
My doctor,
and he's only been there since last October.
My actual doctor, I think I met once. Every time I have an appointment, there's a nurse practitioner I like her a lot, but I go see her.
I've seen my doctor once,
nigga. Like,
you know, me and Jeremy Vincent, shout out to him. I love him. That's my doctor.
That's your doctor?
Yeah, nice. We had to talk about it, though. I told Jeremy, I want to see you. Not your nurse, not your practitioner, not your other doctor, your little student. I want to see you, JV.
Yeah,
I want to see
you. Find somebody you like, and it's
like, I want to see you.
But yeah,
so,
our healthcare system is
a mess. Was he justified in doing that? No. Because he literally killed somebody in broad daylight.
The way he went up, justified? Thank you. But I agree with his reasoning.
Yeah, it's not justified because, I mean, the dude's a CEO. The nigga didn't make the rules.
He should have just kidnapped
At the end of the day, that's just the nigga that got a job, too. Like, he's not the one making he's not the reason that the healthcare system is fucked up.
He should have kidnapped
the dude.
Half
a computer system saying, deny, approved, deny.
To make the healthcare system better. Kidnap him and use him as a ransom.
Oh, that wouldn't have worked.
Make sure you better give these people health insurance.
This is all just hypotheticals.
Yes, please. We're not kidnapping anyone.
Like, this is what he should have did. Ripped his fingers off.
No, I honestly feel like him killing that man was unnecessary. Maybe if he did have the chance to be in front of the United Healthcare CEO, I would have like said like, "Hey, I'm a civilian here. Like, can you like listen to me or something?" Yeah. Like, you know,
his family had money.
Thank you.
I get it. The kid felt like he had to be extreme, man. He was so angry and he killed the guy. And he made a statement, but unfortunately, it's not going to change anything. It just only now that it changes. Companies aren't going to put the headshots of their CEOs on their company pages.
And they're
going to
get more protection.
No more. They're going to get more protection. And niggas are still going to get denied these claims, nigga. Right. So
they might deny people more.
Just because you killed our boss. Yeah. All y'all like, niggas.
His cause, I love his cause. He had a really good cause. It made a lot of sense. We're all up with the system, we're all mad about it.
Yeah,
so I agree with that. But yeah, I mean, you can't just be killing people.
You can't be killing people,
killing niggas. Like, this nigga, on. That nigga was about to go get his coffee, nigga.
Yeah,
that
like she's
terrible.
Yeah, so shout out to him. He's getting a lot of love right now in prison. He's being treated like a king.
He is. Plus,
he got moved to the same prison as Diddy.
Actually, I think it's because he's so handsome.
He's getting bunked up with Diddy.
I think he's getting all that love because he's handsome. That is crazy, but they did say that.
That's what I'm saying. Cause, all they trying to say he's handsome. The girls are saying he's handsome.
He is handsome.
We just seen a picture of him. He got a tape in the lineup now.
He's handsome. He's really look good looking to me.
That nigga's Diesel. They said they
saw him. Nice smile, he like. A great set of dude. Teeth.
He's Italian dude. He's
yeah. He got that little good shape. Cute Italian look. Yes, he is. He looks good. Let's not front. He looks good, y'all. He looks good.
Yeah, yo, Quasi, yo, how you feel, bro?
Y'all know he look good.
She said, "Don't front."
You heard all the ladies talking. They know he look good. Yeah, he looks good.
They sending him a lot of money, but his commissary
lit. That's why they cut him a little bit slack because he's a good looking guy.
His commissary lit. They sending him mad bread.
Him.
They sending him mad letters and
they
stuff.
All are. He's gonna have all types of pen pals. They're gonna send him money. Yeah. I heard he got a nice little female attorney too. Yeah. Like,
and they said in the jail they fuck with him in the jail because niggas
they
agree.
They support him. Yes.
Yeah, niggas, so he's in there getting
McDonald's. So he's
kind of
like a martyr at this point.
Yeah, yes. His attorney's married to
this
Diddy's
is a
attorney.
Spicy case, huh?
It is spicy. Yeah,
and they given they charging him with terrorism. I don't know. That don't
Did
make no sense.
Did you see how they transported him?
They got that nigga like
million?
He's a Joker,
yeah,
nigga.
Yeah, like it's like, come on, bro.
Come on, right? Like
he
relax.
Sped off
this
on a bike.
Nobody.
Like stop.
This nigga's really a nobody.
Bro, they are.
They try to make an example.
But them doing that, I feel like it's making him even grander. You never know
what's he gonna do.
You never know.
You never know.
That's true. He
that
is
was
a smart motherfucker.
That was a very
he's smart. Yeah, he's smart.
Even carrying out that plan, that was tactical.
It was.
If
so
he wanted
tactical.
To get away, like he was like all the way there, he would have got
was
away.
Was it really tactical though? Is anyone thinking about the CEO of United Healthcare? I don't really think.
Yeah, but nobody's to catch him at that time, that was a 5 a.m.
He was going to a meeting.
That's why I don't think. That's why I don't think he had mental health.
I feel like all you had to do was track his schedule.
How you even find out his schedule?
I feel like
it's probably public information. I feel like you could call the office or the secretary to give you.
I don't think he was.
But to catch him exactly at that time, I think is tactical. Because by that logic, you saying that he was just wherever he saw that nigga that day, he was gonna get him.
No, I feel like it wasn't as difficult for him to track him and follow him and all that. It takes time and dedication to do that. But I think a lot of other people could have did the same thing.
Yeah. The silencer, the shit slick off the bike. He wasn't found until he started flirting and shit, taking his mask off and McDonald's. Like
that's what I'm saying.
He would have been
like
gone.
Any other person could have did something like that.
Do it, nigga.
Although he is a smart individual, but I think I'm agreeing now more with Willette. There might have been a little tick going on.
That's what I'm saying. That nigga was bugging. Nigga angry. Nigga lost his mind.
I believe that it's mental health because I'm telling you, I'm working with these people firsthand. You
that's
think
what I'm
they're
saying.
Not
that's
tactical?
What I've been saying.
No, there's some crazy things. You will look at them and be like, bro, how did you think of this? Yeah.
And you look at his manifesto, like he was really
their
tapped
mind
into
goes
this.
Farther than all of ours.
Yeah.
He was
true.
Really crazy about this healthcare shit. So that's why, like,
and
his
that's
mind
actually
was
a
different.
Reason they were traveling, like these residents. I believe that was the reason he really wholeheartedly was mad at healthcare. Okay,
yeah.
I'm telling you, like,
what did you look him up? You see what he looked like?
Oh yeah, this
what
is
do
not
think?
Handsome.
What do you think?
What?
That's not
he
what that type.
He looked good
man.
To me.
That's not handsome.
You don't like the unibrow?
Nice hair.
He looked like Drake Bell back
then. Freaky ass Drake Bell. Handsome. That's another one.
Okay, so we haven't been here in a while, guys. But before we get out of here, I know we said that was the last subject. So what do we think about Trump becoming president?
We haven't been here since
the whole election and all that. Quasi and I earlier were talking about this whole immigration thing, him getting ready to sweep up half of these immigrants
you,
up out of here.
Oh, no, you here.
Quasi's actually
here,
not feeling
bad.
This little immigration thing. I was surprised a little bit.
I'm not feeling it.
Oh, what? You're not.
I got my peoples, man.
Yeah, I think he's not feeling Trump too much
when
now.
When we first said the immigration,
what, they
you
about to say,
now you realize you are in jeopardy. You are in worries now. So now you see the rest of the bigger picture.
Let me tell you something. Trump is serious, y'all.
He is.
He's serious. He's trying to get people up out of here.
My homegirl just got her citizenship. I was so happy for her.
Yes, I would advise those. Get your citizenship or start the process
it
now.
It takes
you
a while
have
to
not.
Give citizenship.
It does, but put your paperwork in. Let them know that you're trying and you're serious.
Wait, how many immigrants y'all know? Like niggas that don't got, y'all know
a
lot? A
few, yeah, especially because we're from.
My name is,
having family
I have a cousin
from.
Who's playing around with her citizenship. I'm looking at her like, girl, you'll be the first to go sell water back home.
Yeah.
Sell water.
Having family in another country, like outside of the U.S., we see a lot of this stuff. We've experienced, like Quasi said, the process it takes to get someone over here, to get their papers, the amount of time and money that you have to put into it, especially if you're not just coming over marrying someone, you know, because that's probably the easiest way. But it's a task. and it's a lot of time and money involved. Yeah. And not just the person going through it, family members. You see what I'm saying? So a lot of people are afraid right now. A lot of people are afraid. And it's interesting to me that when people brought up the fact, well, Trump, what if, you know, you have children that were born here or whatever, or family members that have been here. What if I'm the only one that has to go back? I won't have it. He's literally saying that all y'all motherfuckers can go. Mm-hmm. Your whole family, they don't want you to leave. They can go with you. We're not stopping anybody from leaving.
Yeah, no. Go with your cousin. He wants to stop that, like, you know, having kids here.
Yeah, because people were purposely doing that.
The 14th Amendment. He said you don't get a birthright citizenship anymore.
I only kind of. Well, then how does that work? Because people are like American now.
But let's be.
I feel like just because you're born in a country, she shouldn't be. You're not that country.
Why not?
No, why not?
That don't make no sense.
So what are you coming here to be born for?
Are you from here?
Yeah.
No, but I'm just saying. If I have a kid in fucking China, does that make my kid Chinese?
Yes, nigga. Yes.
That's what Trump's trying to get rid of. That means your kid's American.
Well, you're conflating the ethnicities and races. Nationality is the thing.
Yeah.
Nationality is just where the country you were born.
He's not talking about that. He's talking about the right to enter this country. The whole point of that is when you're born here, you're automatically a citizen. He wants to remove that. He wants to remove that.
Because what people were doing, Kwasi, was purposely sneaking into this country to have their kids and try and get their citizenship through that
way. He said, we're the only country that does that. No, you cannot go to China and give birth. Your child's not a citizen of China. No, you can't go to Jamaica and be a citizen of Jamaica because you were born
America
there.
America really
is.
No.
Wait. So you're telling me if I have a kid in China, my kid isn't... It's not a citizen of China.
No, you have to apply for citizenship. Yes, you have to apply for citizenship. Yes, you
know they just happen to be
the only country that does that.
America's the only place.
I don't get that.
You can't tell a country what citizens it needs to accept.
Yeah.
We don't care. You could be African or black or whatever. You come here to our country to have a baby, your child is not automatically part of the
citizen. If you're a citizen of another country, don't think about it.
Yeah, until we say. But America, you could come here and have a kid and your child is an American no matter what, right?
Yes.
I know people who purposely come to this country to secretly have kids.
Yes, which grants them entry.
Yeah, and then
we're not the only ones, though. A lot of places do it, though.
The 14th Amendment? Because he said it. I was watching him. He said that we're the only
places
country
that matter.
Yeah,
too.
He's going
to
say
okay, okay.
He probably only...
Because
I was watching him. That's what I'm saying.
Who exaggerates?
No, Trump himself said it on the news. He was like, we're the only country that does the 14th.
Oh, yeah.
But I do feel like he's like what Brittany just said. I don't feel like he knows what he's doing. Because at the end of the day, he's saying it for the future citizens, which I understand. But Trump, you're not from here either. None of us are from here. How are you going to take over somebody else's land?
But do you really think they care about that?
Well, no, but that's what I'm saying.
Well, that's going deep.
Yeah.
But how are you taking away rights to a land that y'all never owned from
the past? They don't care about that.
We're not going against Britain.
We don't care about that.
Trying to separate yourself from Britain. And then you finally separate yourself.
We're going way back now.
They don't care about that.
But it's like, we're not from here.
They don't care about that. It's America. They're Americans. Listen, y'all put him in office.
Who's ya?
This nigga right here to the right of me.
Now you gotta deal with everything he's doing for the next 4 years. We gonna have to deal with it.
I don't got I don't got no problem.
No, but the thing is, we didn't know about it. When he was in power, it was already happening.
I know.
It was a lot of Liberians that went home.
Yeah, I know people that got deported. Especially, he acts like people committed crime.
I know people that got deported and snuck right back into the country.
That's still gonna happen.
What's their names?
That's still gonna happen.
And that's why he's trying to build that stupid wall over
here. That wall
is
gonna stop nobody. Nigga, they didn't go over a wall. They took a flight over here.
We don't have a president. We have a dictator. And he's coming in here to show off his powers and skills.
He's gonna try.
He's coming in to do his job.
I think Trump is gonna be better than Kamala. It's gonna shake things up. So I think it's better for Trump to be in office.
All right, nigga. Boy, I'm glad. I hope you don't like being shaken up, nigga, when you on the boat back home, nigga.
I ain't going on no boat.
I'm gonna be on the boat with you. I'm being looking stupid.
They said everyone gotta go.
We all gonna be on the boat like glad he shook things up.
I was watching it with that black, like the lady who was the reporter. No, literally, he said, like, I don't want to break up family, so. all of them can just go. I'm just going to send them all together.
Take them all.
Like, why would I want to break the families up? Like, look at this white haired nigga. Like, what the fuck is going on?
And like I was telling Quasi.
That's not going to work. It may sound like
it's not going to work.
Everyone,
it's not going to work.
But it's not going to work.
But like I was telling Quasi, there are a lot of people in this country that do want all these foreign motherfuckers out of here. Let's be honest. They want them out of here. And they feel a little slighted that certain people are coming over, getting benefits, and utilizing American culture and doing everything they can. And sometimes just going right back to their country with all the riches and money or whatever they want to do. Some Americans are upset about that.
Well, which is crazy to me because...
It's crazy.
No, and the thing is, the ones that are mad are the ones
taking money from me.
But that's what I was telling Quasi. They look at it as being taken away from them. Whether they have the opportunity and they're not utilizing them.
Work harder.
But what do you mean?
They think that because when immigrants come over here, they get benefits. They get they're willing to work under the table or to work for cheaper, so people hire them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, those
some people who are here are upset about certain things.
But
like
people over here, they don't go for certain jobs because that job is not too good for me. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? An immigrant will do that job for nothing. For way less. So it's like,
I hear that, but that might mess up the economy. They're too busy trying to feed people that are hungry outside there instead of feeding the people that are hungry
here. That's
another.
That's
the whole
point.
Yes, I don't want to work at no McDonald's because why? Y'all don't pay good though. Mm-hmm. You want to give that to somebody who's naive because they don't know their self-worth.
First of all, that person at McDonald's will work at McDonald's while going to school and be working on themselves.
But what we're saying is McDonald's should be paying more from the
job.
Honestly, I will say to agree. Why should we, like, because I make over 30K, I can have health insurance. Because I make over this, but because they're sitting at home collecting our benefits, so they deserve it. Get up and work. Just how you say, get up and work.
There are people who come
to
this country who are not citizens that have a primary care.
I mean, them immigrants are working too. I don't get it. I don't get the difference.
How do we know? And not all of them are. Some of them are
going to work every day.
Some of them are getting those benefits, Quasi, the food stamps,
SSI. They don't have to work.
Why are you acting like Americans are getting those same things? Americans are getting those same things.
Sometimes it's harder for certain Americans to get.
You have to look at the system.
Those Americans are getting food stamps.
I remember one time.
Immigrants are, Americans are on the Section 8 too.
That's not true. That's not true. One time I was down in my life and I was living in New York and I needed assistance. I went and applied. Do you know the struggles I had to go through just for having a college degree? They're like, nope, you don't need it. I'm like, bitch, I'm hungry. They're like, no, we don't care. I couldn't get
it's not that easy.
To me for like 3 months.
SNAP,
$80
for EBT. But all you gotta do is give them how much money you make.
A week ago.
Wait, hold on. Wait.
For someone who's had it before,
I got
declined.
Thank you. That's what I'm trying to tell him.
But wait,
you think it's so easy?
How do you get declined when you don't when you
they don't care.
Wait, hold on.
You don't care. You're not
know the new level is. You need to make under 20K.
That's
nothing. That's
so
a 10-hour
even if you work
check.
A part time job, you make 25. You're not getting it. Nothing.
But wait, if you make 25 an hour?
$25,000 a year.
Oh.
Damn.
That's which is
nothing.
Less than $25.
Yeah. That's chicken change. That's
thank
what I say.
You.
Is that work? That's part time hours.
Yeah.
Get your ass
right.
up.
But so okay. So with all this, you guys being denied all this stuff, you guys not easy to apply. Are we then saying that it's easier for immigrants to get those benefits?
Trump himself said it. He said it. It is easier for them to get it
because
you're coming in.
Why would that
you don't
be?
Have
certain
nothing.
Circumstances
you have
they're coming.
Have, that's what I'm saying.
Oh,
yes.
Right.
They're
so wait, hold on, wait.
They automatically meet the threshold.
Hold on. Because that actually now I see it because they're not actually coming in with $0, but they have nothing on the books, so they can apply. And be like, I'm dead broke under the table. And they get applied
to a government program. And if you're coming in under a government program, you have to receive all these things just as a starting point.
Thank that makes sense, actually.
Why do you think the people in New York are so mad with the migrants right now? They're heated because those migrants are getting food stamp cards, all types of stuff.
I kind
of
see it now.
You didn't see the mayor of Boston?
They are the same shit.
You didn't see the mayor of Massachusetts literally when, I guess there was a program happening that they were going to bring a lot of Haitians over here. Mm-hmm. You didn't see on the news they were asking us to house some of these people.
Yeah.
I don't know them niggas.
They were going to pay $1,000.
Thank you. And some of them were sleeping in the Worcester airport. Yes, at one point.
They took hotels,
yes.
4- and 5-star hotels,
thank
taking
you.
Sections for migrants.
The Homewood Suites was
they're
closed for a month.
I've never stayed in a 5-star hotel. Oh,
so how do you guys feel about the immigrants?
It's not fair.
I don't got no problem.
It's not fair. I feel like I live here. I want benefits too,
nigga. If they ain't committing crimes and they're ready to work, I don't see no reason.
Taxes.
please.
This is definitely a topic we'll have to stay on top of and watch because, yeah, this is interesting. This is we're going to have to see how this plays out.
I feel like if the Biden administration would have handled this a little better,
Biden pardoning everybody right now. Biden's going out with a bang.
Now he wants to go out with a bang. He didn't do nothing. He said he was going to do my school loans are still there, and he said he was removing
he
school
tried,
loans.
He tried.
And it literally ended a month after. Like, I signed up,
Biden's going out with a bang.
It was the Republicans, though. They blocked it.
The Republicans played us. Yeah, they blocked it.
Because I know someone who got it. They blocked it.
Because I remember I was about to get my shit too.
We still gonna hold out hope, child.
Hopefully, because still holding out hope. Still lingering.
Yeah, I just saw online some girl got hers. They gave it to her in November.
Wow.
So I'm like,
but you know how long I put in that application?
So, once you put it in, once it's in under the save plan, hopefully, and anything that comes after, I think it's gonna automatically transfer over to.
Oh, hopefully.
So if it becomes IDR or whatever,
application the moment that man was being.
Girl, I've been watching it and I've been praying. That's all. We just gonna hope for the best.
But all right, y'all. Yeah. That was a good episode. We covered a lot of topics.
We did.
Mm-hmm. We covered a lot of topics. We got right back in the essence of things with the feelings. Yes. So anyway, we'll catch up with y'all. Have a very happy holiday.
Happy holidays.
Whatever you're celebrating, have a good one.
Happy New Year.
If you're celebrating with your family, celebrate with your family. If you're celebrating alone, go masturbate.
Hold your head.
Mm-hmm. Do whatever you need to do.
Yeah, stay in good spirits.
We didn't talk about sex this episode, so we had to reach the quota.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So
And shout out to those people who are missing family around the holidays, because I am. It's tough. I know it is, but hold your head. Hold all those good memories, good thoughts.
If you got them, if they were cremated, spread the ashes around the house, around the floor.
Oh, hell.
Maybe bring them
some food.
Sprinkle
on the tree.
Sprinkle on the tree. Maybe put it in a blunt. You know what I mean? Smoke pops. No. Smoking on pops.
Rest in peace, all the loved ones.
Rest in peace, everybody, man. We love everybody.
God bless you all.
Appreciate y'all rocking with us, man.
Give us a good whoop. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, wait. Do that again, Willette.
Tune in and lock in.